If I say anything in Spanish, it's because I've already said it in English. Si digo algo en español, ya lo dije en inglés. But I'm only going to say a few things in Spanish. Last week I taught about just some fantastic truths out of Romans chapter 8, and I feel like I wasn't able to bring a proper conclusion, and I wanted to conclude it. So this is going to be brief, but it's designed to bring a conclusion to the great truths that we realize out of Romans chapter 8. I think it was like verses 1 through 11 or 12. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The conclusion of that is that the standard of freedom is set. And it's set because of the prepositions. And so I want you to keep your eyes open for the prepositions, the connection words. For instance, in Christ Jesus and after the flesh and after the Spirit. So the standard begins in Romans chapter 8 with in Christ Jesus, which are in Christ Jesus. That's the standard. So this is written to those people who are in Christ Jesus. Verse 2 says, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And we see another preposition too, of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And then we see hath made me free from preposition, the law of sin and death. So the source of the freedom, where did the freedom come from? For the law of the Spirit of life is where it came from in Christ Jesus. It's a law in Christ Jesus. It's not a law in you. It's not something you did. It's in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So there's a Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's the source of freedom. And it makes you free from the law of sin and death. Just pay attention to the prepositions. So that's the source of freedom. Verse 3, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. So the prepositions in that, in and through the flesh, and then in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemn sin in the flesh. And so verse 3 is talking about the problem we face. And we learn that the problem was the law through the flesh. And then we saw it was weak. It was weak. And Jesus was sent, God's own son. He was sent in the likeness of sinful flesh, but he had no sin in him. And that's how come this whole thing can work. And for sin, God sent his son for sin that he would condemn it. He condemned it. He judged it, and it was condemned in the flesh. And so the problem we face has to do with the law through the flesh, through in the likeness of sinful flesh. He looked like a man. He had flesh, but he had no sin. But he came to condemn sin in the flesh. And so it's like problem solution. Then verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. A lot of prepositions there. That the righteousness of the law. So there was righteousness in the law. And God wanted it to be fulfilled in us, the Christians who believe. Those who do not walk after the flesh, and we don't because we're Christians, but we do walk after the Spirit. Oh, in, after, and after. And so this is the solution for the problem. It's fulfilled in us. The solution is fulfilled in us. And it comes down to that we do not walk after the flesh, but we walk after the spirit. So we're going after something. We're going after something. Nothing's coming after us. We're going after something, walking after something, walking towards something, walking for something. We walk according to something, after the spirit. Verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But we're not after the flesh. You can't be if you're after the spirit. You just can't be. But they mind the things of the flesh and they just stay in the flesh. But they are after the spirit. But they that are after the spirit, they mind the things of the spirit. Well, that's how the solution works. That's what verse 5 tells us, how the solution works. We have to be after the spirit and we mind the things of the spirit. So that's all we're concerned about. We want to know. We mind the things of the spirit. Verse 8. So then they that are in the flesh, in is the preposition, cannot please God. And that's the struggle. That's like a constant struggle for non-spirit people. It's not our struggle. We don't have that struggle. We have a different struggle. But this struggle is about people who are not in Christ, who are not born again. So that's their struggle. And it's those people who are in the flesh, but you're not in the flesh. You're in the spirit. Verse 9. But you are not in the flesh. And I really made a big deal out of this in my teaching last week. You're just not. Accept it, believe it, live it, love it, go for it. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. This is clarity. This is truth about what God made us. You are not in the flesh. You're in the spirit. If you're born again, that's who you are. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. And it does. When you're born again, you have Christ in you. It's called the Spirit of God. It's called an indwelling in Romans also. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, so yet another name for Christ in you, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God in the Spirit. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. That's what the text says. He is not his. And so you have to have Christ in you to belong to God. You have to have this Spirit of God. It must dwell in you. You have to be in the Spirit. You have to have the Spirit of Christ. That's the clarity and truth about what God made us. We're not in the flesh, we're in the Spirit, and Christ dwells in you. Verse 10, and if Christ be in you, and he is, the body is dead because of sin. The sheer fact that you have Christ in you causes the body to be dead. It offers no life anymore. It did before, but not once you got born again. And why? Because of sin. If Christ condemns sin in the flesh, it is manifested in your body today. So you can't hold on to this thing, oh, I sin because of my flesh. No, no, I'm sorry, man. The greater law is that Christ is in you and the body is dead. That's clarity and truth as well. It's a new standard. If Christ is in you, the body is dead. Because sin is dead. Because Christ condemned sin in the flesh. He condemned it. He judged it. He took its power away. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. You have Christ in you. You've got the Spirit of God. You've got the Spirit of Christ. You are in the Spirit with Christ in you. And because of that, you have life because of righteousness. Because righteousness was fulfilled in you. So that's the new standard. It's the new standard. This will become clearer and clearer to you as you read it in light of these prepositions. And I would suggest that you listen to this teaching many times so that it starts to peel the onion and you really start to get it, that it's Christ in you. It's Christ in you. And the body is dead because of sin. You are in the Spirit. You are not in the flesh anymore. You are not in the flesh. These are realities that we must accept in our heart. In verse 10, and if Christ be in you, and he is, accept that. The body is dead because of sin. So the body is dead. But the Spirit is life. Because of righteousness. So the real emphasis in who you are is the Spirit. The Spirit in you, Christ in you. That's your life. That should be your focus, not your flesh. Your flesh is dead. Why give it any attention? So the new standard is Christ in you, and that is because of righteousness. It supersedes everything. Verse 11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead indwell, or dwell in you, indwell. And we're talking Jesus here, and that's before the resurrection. He that raised up Christ from the dead, now we're talking about after the resurrection, Christ. Jesus before, Christ after. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that indwell. And there you have the solution that supports the standard, the new standard of Christ in you. Jesus was raised by God from the dead, and then that Spirit indwells you. God raised up Christ from the dead by his Spirit. And that's a solution that had all to do with what God did. And now that Spirit dwells in you. It's an indwelling. Your body is its home. And verse 12, therefore, brethren, we are not debtors. Or sorry, we are debtors, not to the flesh. You owe your flesh nothing. Stop paying it. Stop heeding it so much. Stop looking after it so much. The more focus you put on it, the worse you get. You're not a debtor to your flesh. You don't owe it anything, and it's going to ask for everything. But don't give it anything. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh. To live after the flesh, no sir. And the temptation will be there. These prepositions to live after the flesh. We're not supposed to chase it. Don't give it any time. It's going to demand everything. That happens especially with infirmities, sicknesses. Stop chasing it. Just stop. Figure it out. Look at yourself. Are you running after the sickness? Are you running? Are you running? Reminds me of a joke I heard. You know, with the price of gas today, it might be better just to go buy cocaine and run everywhere. That's a very bad joke, but I thought it was pretty funny. You know, what are you running after? To live after the flesh. What are you running after? What are you living for? What are you living after? That's the conflict. Verse 12 is the conflict. Either live after the flesh or, verse 13, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. I don't know why they split the verse there. They should have put that part with verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. Then start verse 13. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the body's deeds, ye shall live. Oh, so you follow after the flesh by doing deeds. So it's death, how do you say it? Fleshly deeds. Carnal deeds. Deeds of the body. It's just actions you go through and ways you serve the body. You don't give the Spirit any time. And so it's just a life of death. That's an oxymoron. A life of death. Wow. But if you through the Spirit, and you can only do this through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. If you want to live, you've got to start accepting that preposition through. But if ye through the Spirit, through it, do mortify the deeds of the body, there's another one, of the body, you shall live. So the only way to mortify the deeds of the body is to live through the Spirit, and that's real life. And that's the solution confirmed. If you live after the flesh, you're going to die. It's going to feel like you're dying. You're just going to fight death every day. You're going to fight weakness and infirmities every day. Well, you don't want to live like that. You want to live through the Spirit. and not obey, but rather mortify the deeds of the body. That's how you live. Verse 14 is a new standard of life. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. There you have the new standard. Well, what do we start out with? What do we start out with in verse 1? The standard of freedom. Those which are in Christ Jesus. There's no judgment to them. That's the standard. That's what we started with. And then we came up with the new standard, which basically is the standard of freedom, verse 1. Christ in you, verse 10. Christ in you. It's Christ in you. And then we realize through Scripture the new standard of life in and of total completion, completeness, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God. That's the new standard of life, to be led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. So you are a son of God. You are in God's family. Nothing can change this. But now it's time to be led. It's time to be led. We put a lot of emphasis in the previous verses on walking after the flesh, being in Christ, walking after the Spirit. And again, in verse 4, walking after the flesh, walking after the Spirit. In verse 5, being after the flesh, being after the Spirit. In verse 8, being in the flesh. And then we started looking at the truth of Christ indwelling, of you being in Spirit, but Christ indwelling, that it's Christ in you. We stopped talking about walking. We started talking about the reality of Christ in you. We looked at the conflict. Then we started talking about living after one or the other. Living after the flesh in verse 13, or through the Spirit. And then finally, the great realization of this section of Scripture, to allow yourself to be led by the Spirit of God. And in truth, if you do, you are living as a son of God. So in conclusion, being in Christ brings freedom. The flesh is weak. Righteousness has been fulfilled in us. Walk in the Spirit and be minding spiritual things. If the Spirit of God dwells in you, you are His. We have Christ in us. The Spirit is life because of righteousness. The Spirit of life in you quickens you. It makes you alive. Do not live after the flesh. It brings death. Live after the Spirit, Christ in you, and you shall live. Let God lead you, because you are sons of God. And bear with me on my Spanish, please. En conclusión, estar en Cristo nos da libertad. La carne es débil, pero la justicia se ha cumplido en nosotros. Andad en el Espíritu y pensad en las cosas espirituales. Si el Espíritu de Dios mora en ustedes. Son suyos. Son suyos. Tenemos a Cristo en nosotros. Tenemos a Cristo en nosotros. El Espíritu es vida gracias a la justicia. ¿Verdad? Sí, verdad. El Espíritu de vida que hay en ustedes los vivifica. No vivan según la carne, pues eso lleva a la muerte. Vivan según el Espíritu. Cristo en ustedes y vivirán. Dejen que Dios los guíe porque son hijos de Dios, porque son hijos de Dios. Gracias. Thank you so much. I love you guys.